Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is LaVon Breland. Thank you for listening again to the Urban Glory Campaign's Faith Class. We've changed the name, but it's the same content, and we're looking for God to do great things tonight as we continue to study His Word. What do you mean? All right, so give me a second. I'm pulling up my lesson for tonight. It is, again, a delight to be with you. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for listening. If you are listening by internet and you need to get off the internet, we're also available to listen by phone by calling 213-325-3434. Again, that's 213-325-3434. And we will resume the lesson on Thursday for life as a believer, and take it from there. So tonight I want to talk on another subject that I think is a good topic for us to endeavor to talk on, and that is the journey through excellence, the journey through excellence. And we will discuss what it means to be people of excellence. I don't think I've ever taught this on the broadcast. As I used to say on the broadcast, if you have a notebook, please get your notebook out because I'm going to be going through many of the scripture tonight systematically, and I want you to be able to participate. I need to on the chart. All right. We're going to start off in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to go on a little bit of a journey in Galatians 6:6, Philippians 4:15, 1 Timothy 6:18, Hebrews 13:16, and there's a lot. We're going to cover a lot tonight in a little bit of time. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray and get involved in tonight's lesson. I'm regrouping a little bit, so just bear with me. I'm a little rusty at this. I haven't been on the air live in a long time, but like I said, we're resuming our studies on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I am ecstatic about being here and being able to teach the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for your Word, knowing that you're watching for your Word to perform it, and no word of yours return void, but it accomplishes that which you please and purpose, and it prospers in the things for which you sent it. We do believe and covenant with the Holy Spirit as educator and guide to give me clear articulation of speech and deliberation of thought as I make manifold known your word. Holy Spirit, I say, have your way. Do what only you can do. Anoint the church to hear what the Spirit says to it. And Father, in everything that shall be accomplished and revealed, you be glorified. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray and give you glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The journey through excellence. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they, believing masters, let them them despise them. Let me start the reading again. I apologize. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed, and that they have a believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and unto the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strifes of words. Wherefore cometh envy, strife, rowlings, evil summarings, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is for certain we can carry nothing out. Having food of remnant, let us be therein content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and the snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which are drawn men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold to eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6, verses 1 through 12. Excellence is God's expressed glory given to believers by the execution of his will above the expected performance claimed by success in the world. Energized by divine ability, character, competence, consistency, courageousness, and Christ-likeness is raised to a higher quality of life. Whenever the issue of excellence is raised amongst the heart of his people, it is a journey through experiencing him, a change that will effectuate qualities in their faith, finances, futuristic endeavors for full fulfillment and functioning of a unified people. And when they have prayed, the scripture says, the place were shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them aught of the things which are possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of the land or the houses sold unto them brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And the distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Acts 4:31-35. Excellence is Father God's reputation and his desire for his children to exemplify his conduct, commitment, and consistency. To ensure mankind that he is for them, he provides by his own methods them encounters with the supernatural, evidence for faith, efficient responses in their prayer life, enlightenment from the Holy Spirit, and encouragement and esteem of hope and belief to keep them focused on achieving excellence and reliance on the transforming power of Christ. A church that is committed to excellence recognizes God's supreme authority to lead them to a higher quality of life. So then the practices within the church demands excellence to be displayed at all times. Father God afforded the Lord Jesus the power of righteousness to be merited to believers so that his church could exist confidently in excellence. Jesus perfected fulfillment of the law, life so that liberty would be actualized, offering willingly a single way
fixed on the authority of the Word of God as the sole route to excellence. We know that God so highly exalted him, his utter obedience to death on the cross. It is this message, the gospel of Christ, that awakens us to a higher quality of life. Hence the term Christ. It is not just Jesus' last name, but his authority in us to do exactly what he, Father God, wants us to do. Establishing excellence is going to be as a result of our fixation on Christ, the character of Christ. For when we examine his character, we see clear path of performance to chart our progress on simply pleasing God. The demand of excellence appeals to Christ to be seen as we walk with him consistently to achieve education, exposure, evidence, that is the most time expensive, and it requires great exchanges. In doing so, our lives are elevated and the church is also established. Christ's greatest testimony is his church exemplifying his excellence for his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Communication, then, helps us frame the unity that is demanded within the excellent church. And the better we communicate, the more we cooperate in achieving the plan God has predestined for his church. And the scripture translates this in two major ways. Number one, the two great exchanges, which are marked by and are people of aware of their stewardship and financial contribution. For Galatians 6 says, in the 6th verse says, let him that is taught in word, the word communicate, unto him that teacheth in all good things. That word communicate means give. In Philippians 4:15 it says, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. See, it was their communication. And then 1 Timothy 6:18 says that they do good and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute and be willing to communicate. Hebrews 13:16 says, but do good and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. The second way that the scripture indicates communication is through the great exploits of character, a testimony that is a quality of godliness that can be attributed to your actions that are consistently displayed. Matthew 5:37 says, but let your communication yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived, evil communication corrupts good manners. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Colossians 3:8 says, but now ye also put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Philippians 1:6 says that communication of thy faith may be effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Our ability to communicate demonstrates clearly to God that we are connected, committed, and fully convinced that his will for our lives is the highest attainment. Our ability to listen will also define the extent of the release of excellence. But last but not least, how we choose to voice ourselves play a pivotal role to existing in a state of excellence. You are known by how you communicate. Others judge you, even God, on what you have communicated. Communication is not always talking. It is seen in our conduct and our conviction. Amen. So, We have to take note of these things as we become developing our excellence in life. Jesus teaches all Christians to live in the truth, for their freedom is defined by the impact of the truth in their lives. The more we pursue after the truth to live, we become transparent, clearly visible before God, and thus ready to comply, which is seen as submission. When we base all forms of communication on the truth, we evoke the power of the Holy Spirit, who allots wisdom, knowledge, and understanding beyond the norm to heighten our awareness of the quality that life that God has ordained. What we have to be mindful is that we are enlightened. And as enlightened people, others may not be so because they have received God's love for them to be enlightened. And so we have to look beyond temporal things and keep our status on the maturity that comes from being committed to God through existing in excellence. There are five ways to establish a consistent, healthy communication. And from there, we'll pray and ask God to help us. Number one, we must examine how well we communicate with the manner of the Lord Jesus as portrayed in the scriptures. Compare his responses to circumstances, conflicts, and changes with our circumstances and changes and how we respond to them. Secondly, we have to establish a new vocabulary based on the revelation and insight on how we are one and united with the discipline of the written word of God. For God is not a part of his word, and neither should we be a part of his word. And if we're committed to his word, then his word will become our word. And the scripture goes on to say that if we abide in him and his word abides in us, we can ask what we will, and it will be given. Thirdly, we have to enforce times of reflection and introspection on emotional ability. On emotional ability. And allow this to go beyond just prayer and meditation on scriptures that helps you transition from pain to peace, and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what he can do as a result of you yielding to him. Amen. So, hallelujah. So, fourthly, we have to educate we already said we have to examine how well we communicate. We have to establish a new vocabulary. We have to enforce times of reflection. And then we have to educate ourselves on the confrontation of resolution. Learn to acknowledge transitions and transparency through establishing a biblical standard of forgiveness and reconciliation. Always have exhibit the habits of personal Christianity. That means Christ-likeness. And then fifthly, we have to evaluate periodically who you confide in and develop healthy relationships. With the Holy Spirit as your aid, you can inquire on how you can best establish this relationship ultimately for his plan for your life. Remember Matthew 12:37, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Communication needs to have five primary elements internally before you display confidence externally: affirmation, acknowledgement, approval, authority, and affection. Let me say that one more time. Affirmation, acknowledgement, approval, and authority and affection. The role of the Holy Spirit is seen as a comforter, and that is why it is essential that his role be emphasized at the initiation of salvation. Often misunderstandings stem from sources of insecurities, insufficient thinking, and considerations on how your communication style is received. Humility is another key of excelling in this excellence, and through the grace of God, we can overcome hindrances when our purpose is to maintain this as a high form of character gifted in grace from God. As you are exposed to more adventures through the power of the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into greater truths that translate your life to what God has intended it to be. In this lesson, we've talked a lot about developing proper communication, and that is the first way we express our excellence, is through how we communicate. My prayer is that through this, you will come into greater forms of reliance upon the Holy Spirit as he leads and guides you into the truth. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. We know that your word causes people's eyes and ears to be open. Prayerfully, something was said tonight that was able to equip your people to be people of excellence. This ministry desires to be an excellent ministry, an example to the body of Christ and to the world. They must rely heavily upon the Lord Jesus as to how to govern themselves. Lord, help us to be an excellence, one for your name's sake. And then so that way we can be that light that enlightens people on your love. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that where under two or three witnesses, everything is established. Your word helped us tonight learn how to better communicate your ways through our character and our conviction and through our confidence in the Holy Spirit that enables us to live, move, and have our being through you. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your assistance tonight in sharing with your precious people. Let not one word return void. And there might be some of you who are listening today that have never confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-10 that if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. From there, there is an illumination that comes from the infilling of the Holy Spirit with evidences of character and the fruit of the Spirit, but also a transformed life. And it is all activated from repentance. And, of course, you know, the Bible says no longer conform to the ways of the world, but be ye transformed to the by the renewing of your mind. This is an appeal today for you to be renewed through starting off with repenting, saying, repeating after me, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank God for the work that he did for me at Calvary. Now, Father, there's therefore no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life of Christ Jesus have made them free from the law of sin and death. Father, I pray that by your Spirit you would grace them with confidence to connect themselves with godly examples and to get committed to a godly, Bible-believing, teaching church. Father, there may be some that have never called upon your name. Bear witness with their prayers that they would be filled with your Spirit as the gift that enabled the church to exist confidently in your love. We trust and commit these, your servants and your people, to you. There is a number on our website and on the Blog Talk Radio site that gives you information of a prayer center. You can talk to someone immediately, 24 hours a day, and get your prayer request. Or if you have declared your salvation for the first time, you let them know that I have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord tonight as a result of hearing the word of God. And they will give you information as to how you can receive the tools you need to be a born-again, Spirit-filled believer. And make sure that you talk to them about being filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, for it is the power of the Holy Ghost that enables you to live the Christian life. We thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. And before I leave, I want you to know to keep listening. We're going to have a lot more teaching on Thursday. Life as a Believer is going to resume, and we're going to stay on schedule. And then this month, we're also honoring Dr. Betty P. Peoples, her legacy. Her body has left, but her legacy lives on, and it lives big in me. As you know, she was one of my pastors and one of the greatest pastors I've ever experienced and witnessed. And you're going to get a chance on this broadcast to listen to the woman of God herself as she proclaims the word of God that is timeless for the body of Christ. And I think you ought to be blessed this month and the rest of the year and the rest of this ministry as we continue to bring forth such a great ministry. We've had a lot of responses to this broadcast, and we're grateful for you listening and being committed to our broadcast. Well, I see on my clock I have less than 2 minutes or less than a minute, so I do thank you for listening. I want to just run out of time, so if I get cut off, you'll know that I love you. Next time I get a chance to come on, I may talk about some more scriptures that will help you get scriptures. I want to leave you with 2 Timothy 1:13, hold fast to the form of sound words which thou hast heard, in faith and in love, which is in Christ Jesus. And I also want you to remember 2 Timothy 2:14, that says, these things put on them and remember, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through the wantonness, those that were clean escape from them, who live in error, 2 Peter 2:18. But then it says in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that ye may minister grace unto the hearers. There's going to be more in the future. God bless you, and good night.